Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup podcast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. For today's topic, we're going to be covering, should you add a service to your service list if you're a new artist, and one dope AF tip that's going to get you some more butts in the chair. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. I'm your host, Marlo, and super pumped that you're listening in. If you're new, hi, welcome, buckle up. If you've been around for a few episodes, you know I keep it very real, very straightforward, and I do feel like that sometimes that's missing in this industry. So for the newbies, you'll understand the more you get deeper and deeper into permanent makeup and you understand why these forums, yes, are endless content for me. Honestly, it's literally amazing. So let's dive into something I've actually been noticing on the forums. You know, we're all a little stressed right now. Not only has this year been just rough, it really has been. I'm right there with you guys. I wake up in the morning and I get a little stressed about my bookings, and I'm human too. You know, we're all in this together, and truly we are not alone in dealing with this pandemic, and a lot of small businesses are just like, it hurts, man. I feel you. I'm with you. But when can we level up our game within our businesses? When should we start adding other services to our business to gain a little bit more traction, to get a few more bookings? What can we do? And I see a lot of new artists that are just like, I just started microblading. I didn't realize that it was going to be so hard and pandemic. You know, it's a tough mountain to climb. Already, I feel like getting into this business and, you know, diving in, leaving my corporate job and really just giving this industry my all, it is a, you know, it's a black diamond mountain. And then when you're out here and you're a new artist and you're looking to like start crushing it right out the gate during these times, it's a double black diamond mountain. You know, if anyone doesn't know, that is a skiing snowboarding term for grade level of mountainous slopage, right? So for all you, you know, maybe not so mountainous people in the Midwest or those sunny people out there, yes, that is a ski snowboard term. So yeah. So let's talk about, as a new artist, I'm going to talk about it as a new artist, and I'll touch on when you're a seasoned artist, but as a new artist, when should you add an additional service? And I'm going to read one of these PMU forums right here. It's right here in front of me on my laptop. So let's get into it. Okay, so this artist writes, has anyone taken a tiny tattoo course? If so, is it beneficial to your business? Was it worth taking? You know, I know a lot of people, they just jump right into the comments and they're like, brruh, brruh, you know, and I get it. It's that's okay. You can voice your opinions. The forums are a lawless place. But really, when I see these type of things, I'm like, all right. I got to learn a few things about this person before I really just expose my feelings. You know, we have to just take a step back from the internet and stop hiding behind our keyboards for a second and think about, how would you act if that person was standing in front of you? You know, I do believe in that. And I'm the same person standing here as I am to the cashier at CVS, as I am to the waitress, as I am to my mom and my sister. You know, I treat everyone the same. I really do. That's also why I'm not popping off on these forums. And, you know, I just take a step back, breathe, look at the person's question, and God bless the forum. You can click on the person that's asking the question. Who is this person? So for me, I'm going to answer this question as a professional, looking at this as a professional. Yes, you're a new artist. You want the floodgates to open up and the clients to just come running towards you. And that's great. But really, at the end of the day, I say this all the time, good work equals good word, and that will get you butts in seats, period. Good work equals good word. When you are a good artist, you have spent the time and energy practicing on that latex, and then you start doing models. You get those models fleeky deaky, and then you start charging clients. Yeah, they will go and they will tell their friends, they'll tell their roommates, they'll tell their coworkers and their family members. They will. And when you do good work, you get more clients, and that is just the bottom line. But, you know, should you add tiny tattoo to your business? So, okay, I go in and I take a look at when this person joined the forum. I can see, you can usually tell because there's always that initial panic message from that first client that they did eyebrows on. Upon digging further into it, this person is very, very fresh to PMU. Let me tell you right now, babe, it is not time for you to add tiny tattoo services. Why? I have a saying. I mean, it is a global saying. Jack of all trades, master of none. When you're not focusing and honing in on that one thing you want to be, you want to crush it, you want to master, and you start spreading your energy and just having shiny object syndrome, it's an issue with getting that client retention, because not everyone is going to experience that bomb.com eyebrow. You need to perfect the microblading or the ombre effect. And that is super important before you start going willy-nilly into other services like tiny tattoo. Now, it's cute and it's fun, but if you're not mastering ombre brow, which I could tell in this forum that she did not, because she had posted a few weeks prior about her ombre brows and what could be done, what needs to be helped. So this person's new, and you know what? They're scrambling. Relax, pump the brakes, practice on the latex, get that latex tight, and you're going to do models for free. It has to be this way. Please don't tell people, oh, I got to cover supplies. No, do it for free. It'll take the pressure off of you, and when the latex looks good, you'll do good work. Also, a little jabby jab. Please stop practicing with the latex that has the pre-drawn brows on it. That is half the battle, is creating a dope AF brow shape. You need to create dope AF brow shapes and then practice your ombre and microblading on the latex. You need to practice with your shape. That is the only way. When you're a little bit more seasoned and you just want to get some like whip shading practice in, fine. But if you are a new artist, mapping is half of the battle. It is not the work, all right? So please do create your own shapes during practice time. So I get a little ranty, sorry. So back to adding services. So it really is important to not be a jack of all trades in the beginning. Once you have those fundamental bases of walking, then you can run. For me, yeah, I've been dabbling in the idea of doing tiny tattoo. You know, to be honest here, should I be adding it to my service? Sure, why the hell not? I'll charge a few extra bucks to like do a little like cute little kitty or like a ramen noodle box or like, you know, some like cute saying like live, laugh, love, whatever. But I am very confident in my machine abilities. I'm very, very comfortable holding my machine. I understand the skin depth. I understand the speeds that I need for different needles and different cartridges. And when you have that fundamental, just internal knowledge of understanding the skin and your machine, and you work as one, that is when you can start adding services like little tiny tattoo or even lips or something like that, or eyeliner. Don't take an eyebrow course and just say like, I need to learn lips. I need to learn it all because that's how I'm going to get more clients. No, you're not. You're not going to get more clients. Your mediocre work is not going to get more clients. So it is important to master, and then add to your wheelhouse. And that's really just the final thought there. It is important to master what it is that you are laser focused on and then add to your wheelhouse. Okay, guys? Really important. Really, really important. I know we're scrambling right now. It's tough, but we cannot be scrambling, or should I say scribbling, on people's faces, right? People's faces are not for practicing. Now, if you feel like you're almost right at that threshold of mastering eyebrows or whatever it is that you're in the middle of learning, yeah, okay. Start taking that lip course. Start taking that eyeliner course. Start taking that tiny tattoo course. But keep that at home. Keep that at home on the latex. Practice your drawing skills. You know, everything is practice. Nothing is mastered overnight. All right, guys. Now, here is my dope AF Instagram tip. But before I get into that, I want to tell you I got something cooking in the background and I am jazzed on it. I am really putting together something super valuable for you guys, and I cannot wait to share it with you. It's not quite ready to launch yet, but it's for you. It's for you and your business, so things can be popping off and you can get those clients and you can feel more confident. And I cannot wait to give you this, and I'll keep you posted. It's really in the preliminary stages right now, and I'm jazzed on it. I'm jazzed on it because it's for you guys. And I know you trust me and I appreciate it. You guys DM me and you tell me all the time. So that's what's up. So let's get to my dope AF tip. If you are looking for more followers, there is no magic formula. There is no magic formula with any of this. It all requires work. Boo, 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 boo. Yes, it requires late nights, even out of the studio. What you're going to do is go onto Instagram and go to a restaurant that you like. Look for a restaurant on Instagram that you like to go to locally. You're going to look that up on Instagram and you're going to click into either the location or the restaurant. Then you actually have access to local faces that are posting and tagging that restaurant. And what you're going to do is then look through these tagged photos, and you can either look at most recent for people in the area or top for people with the most likes and essentially visibility. So click on those profiles, follow them, like a few photos if they look like they need some eyebrows. You know, this is how we grab them in. So if they look like they need some eyebrows, they're going to a hot restaurant in the area or a restaurant that is like similar to your demographic that you like to go to, like that person's photos, follow them. It generates, it's like a poke. It's like a, hey, I see you. And then also see if there's any friends tagged in the photos and then go in and follow them. Go back to the restaurant, do the same thing and do it for multiple restaurants. I bet you will get quite a few follow backs from people. Now, it is not 12K dropping out of the sky, but it's going to get you somewhere. Guys, it requires work. It requires time. You know, followers don't fall out of the sky if you're not paying for them. You want quality followers. And you know what? Even if they're just following you and they browse your page for a second and you just stay in the back of their head for like 6 months, that's awesome. That's perfect. It's the best place to be in because that is just one step closer to getting a butt in a chair. All right, guys, that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening in to PMU Unfiltered. And if you have any questions, of course, just shoot me a DM. You can send me an email. You know what's up. Find me at Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye.